We want to tell you a little bit more about the project that Tom Rogers referred to in his report on World War II veterans. WILL Radio and TV have been awarded a grant to help fund a project to capture the stories of Central Illinois' World War II veterans and their families. And this is all in conjunction with the broadcast of Ken Burns' The War on PBS in September. The person in charge of the project at WILL is Kimberly Cronick, and Kimberly is joining us for a few minutes this morning to talk about the project. And Kimberly, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start by talking about who's involved in the project and what the overall objective is.
What's so great about this project is almost the entire station is involved. We've got radio and television outreach development. And beyond that, we have people in our community who are involved. We have people from libraries and museums. We have veterans that are involved. We have students. We have people all across Central Illinois who are interested in preserving the oral history of World War II veterans and their families, because we know about 1,000 veterans a day from World War II are dying. We want to get their stories recorded. Many of the veterans have never told their story before. They haven't. This is an opportunity for them to share what it's really like to be in war, what that means for the person and for the family and the country. So this is a chance for veterans to open up. It's a chance for people to learn intergenerational stories. It's a chance to get excited about sharing a story, asking a story. So the objective is to collect these stories and to inspire both professionals in the broadcast industry and everyday people to do the collection and the preservation of these stories.
Now, I know there's going to be a special effort to sort of extend the impact of the material gathered in this project. Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, that's the great thing. We're going to be producing ourselves about 12 different television stories, about 10 different radio stories, and we're going to go into the community with our partners in towns such as Hoopston and Mahomet and Springfield and Champaign-Urbana, Rantoul, and we're going to have events where veterans and civilians talk about what it was like to be in the war or to serve at home. And we're going to capture those stories, and we're going to put them on the website. We're going to transcribe them. We're going to give those stories then to our partners. They're going to be archived on our website. Teachers will take some of these original materials and incorporate them into what they teach their students in schools. So this goes beyond the broadcast. That's the start, really. It's these connections we're making together, preserving these histories, and bringing other people in, and then making them accessible to people through the website, through actual materials that'll be at our partners' organizations.
And I presume we'll be letting people know more about where they can hear or watch some of the outcome of this project over the next several months?
Absolutely. This campaign or this project, WILL is committed through at least April of next year. It's really a year-long effort for us, and we know we could spend much more time on it. And we hope the way we inspire people and help them, teach them how to collect oral histories, that this project will go beyond the formal life that WILL has. We're also connected with the Veterans History Project. So many of these oral histories that we and the public collects will go right to the Library of Congress, and they'll be archived there for future generations for years and years to come.
Kimberly Cronick, who's in charge of a project that actually involves many aspects of the community in preserving and capturing the stories of Central Illinois World War II veterans and their families. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks, Dan.